Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host. And today, on this melting hot, ridiculously insane, crispy summer's day, I'm joined with a beautiful lady from Hervey Bay. Fraser, did I get that right? You are in Hervey Bay, right?
I'm in Howard, actually.
Howard! Mm. Oh, do you know what? How naughty of me. Smack the hand there, to assume that, Tanya, you live in Hervey Bay. That's very Hervey Bay goggled, isn't it?
It is.
I try not to do that because I am Everything Fraser Coast. So super excited now that I'm actually chatting with Tanya, who I do know, but I didn't realise lived in Howard. So thank you so much. Can I tell everyone how I met you?
Certainly can.
I went for a coffee at Enzo's at... Oh, this was way back at the beginning of the... Oh,
July.
July. Okay, long time ago. July this year. And saw that the NAIDOC festivities and the... it was NAIDOC week. And there were festivities happening along the Esplanade. And just went for a meander through to see what was happening. And you grabbed me. You stopped me. And, like, I like talking anyway. But you actually... approached me, which was beautiful, and you were promoting some uni education and that sort of stuff. And I think you even gave me a hat. I've got a bucket hat still, so yeah, which I wear. And then from there, I discovered a little bit about you and went, we need to talk. And this isn't anything about uni or that sort of part of your life, but yeah. So would you? I always waffle on. So shush, just. Would you like to share a little bit about yourself?
I would, and the reason why I stopped you is because you had Ruby.
It wasn't me. It was Ruby, my puppy dog.
Because I absolutely adore Ruby. I love animals, and so she caught my attention.
Oh, I thought you liked me.
Oh, I do like you, yes, Jess, but you know, when it comes to the puppies and the dogs, well, they win my heart, so yeah.
So all those strange people that come up to talk to me, they're really just wanting to pat my puppy dog. Is that what you're telling me?
Probably.
Thanks for your honesty.
You're the accessory.
I'm happy with that. I am actually. There you go. As she snuggles up next to me. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me here this morning to talk about I pet chat, and just a bit of background on myself. I am not from Fraser Coast originally. I'm from up north, and so I've come here seeking an adventure.
Yeah,
you might say that. And this adventure has been ongoing since 2015, and so with that, I'm developing an app.
Yep.
Called iPet Chat.
So you're a techno guru.
Well, I'm learning as I go along, and that's what it's all about. That's the exciting part.
Yeah.
I've never delved into the tech world.
Yeah.
But I thought, well, why not? Because we go along in life and we think to ourselves, we need something that's challenging. And so this was a challenge for me, and it continues to be a challenge.
I don't normally do this in a podcast, but my audience or our audience can't see us. But can you just give me a rough, I don't want you to tell me your age, but a rough indication of your age and what your background is as far as your usual occupation?
Well, put it this way, I'm old enough to drive.
Good. You're a woman of mystery.
No,
help me out here.
I'm experienced in terms of, you know, career pathways, in terms of life, in terms of journey.
Yeah.
Middle-aged woman.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of that fact because, like I said, I've never gone down this pathway. And so for me it's exciting.
So the point I was trying to make to the listeners is I don't have a Gen, what are we up to? Gen Z? Gen Y? I don't know what even we're up to. But, you know, you weren't born with an iPad in your hand.
Definitely not.
And
definitely not.
So that's what I find so exciting.
Yes. And it's even more exciting because, I mean, you know, as a female, and as an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander female, there's not many of us that are in the tech world.
Yeah.
And so for me, you know, it's about putting us out there. It's about letting the younger generation and being mentors and leaders know that you can do this. You can delve into the tech world. You can accomplish anything that you want to, because my background is not that. My background is, you know, I've worked in health, I've worked in disabilities, I've been a manager, I've been a CEO. So I've got those experiences in terms of, you know, the business side of things. And so this is just another layer.
Yeah.
To that journey.
And it's an exciting journey. So please keep listening, because if you're, I think a lot of people now, and I would say I'll put my hand up to this, as you go through and you use your technology, your mobile phone, whatever, just every now and then you get a light bulb moment and go, geez, that would be a good idea for an app. I think everyone I know has had that, honestly, but none of us really know how to make that a reality or whether or not really it's a good idea and that sort of thing. So your journeys, you've gone past that light bulb moment, and you're making it happen. So tell us about your app and how, why that app for you? Yeah.
Well, it comes down to a personal experience. I own a dog. He's a Maltese Shih Tzu.
Almost as cute as Ruby.
Yes, definitely. And his name is Nicholas. Yeah. And Nicholas used to escape the yard. And so, you know, with my zippy ties and my bamboo and, you know, tried to dog-proof the yard, but he still managed to get out. And the first time he did that, and I came home and I was absolutely devastated knowing that he wasn't there.
Yep.
And so I stayed up all night. I didn't know who to ring. I didn't know who to contact. And I know we've got Facebook and that there. But, you know, the thing is with Facebook is the algorithms. You don't get notified straight away.
Yes.
It's hit and miss. So 24, you know, 36, 72 hours later, you may get notified and say, oh, someone's pet's gone missing. And so, you know, the sun was coming up and I was still, you know, oh, where is he? And, you know, I didn't know whether he was alive. I didn't know whether he was dead. I just didn't know where he was. And so I was just absolutely beside myself trying to think where my dog had gone to.
I'm having sympathy, can't breathe thinking about that situation.
Any pet owner would know what it's like if they've lost their pet. You know, the emotions that you go through, you know, and it was, I had all the emotions, you know, I was upset, I was devastated, I was, you know, beside myself, you know, and and you know what the funny thing is I'm sitting there and I'm, you know, going through all these emotions and the sun's coming up and I looked at the back and there he was.
In the backyard.
In someone else's yard.
Oh!
And so, yeah.
Fabulous, he came home.
He's running up the, you know, up the street and things like that. And so for me, it was, you know, is there an app out there specifically for pets and pet owners? And so I did my research. That was back in 2015. So I researched and, you know, had a look and I rang up a company called Appster. And so I talked to them and they said, well, you know, let us know what your idea is. And, you know, they listened to what I had to say and they thought it was a great idea. And so that's when my journey began.
How do you protect yourself by ringing up someone like Appster or another developer from them just taking the idea and... good shake, Rubes, and developing it for themselves?
Well, I get them to sign a disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to protect myself as well.
Yeah.
And protect my ideas. And so, you know, anybody that I discuss it with.
Yes.
You know, I get them to sign the disclosure form.
So, Tanya, you've had the idea and your Nicholas has come home. Oh, did it happen like that?
Yes, it did. Yeah. Yes, it did. I mean, he was... He was an escape artist.
Yeah.
He'd pull out the bamboos that I'd, put into the ground to secure, you know, the spaces and everything else. And yeah, so he continued to do that. So, you know, obviously you go through those emotions all the time.
And he's helped you come up with this idea.
He has.
If you didn't have that problem, you wouldn't have needed to solve it.
Well, that's exactly right. And see, you know, it wasn't until a while after that I actually thought about the app idea, because I was actually sitting at the back on my porch, and my mum has the brother. And so they were playing on the porch and laying around as they do. And then it just, I don't know, a light bulb moment. And I thought, is there an app? Because I was, you know, at crossroads with my career path.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, go and do your research.
Yes.
Go and have a look. So I did.
Yeah.
And so, you know, along with that comes, well, okay, so I've spoken to Appster. And they offered a 2-day training course that was in Melbourne. And so, you know, I funded myself and I went off to Melbourne and done the 2-day course. And it was interesting because, you know, they talk about the marketing aspect of it all and, you know, your ideas and your pitch and, you know, everything like that. And it was quite interesting because I was the only woman in the room.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
And were, so obviously the only woman, did you find the men were of all ages? Or were
yes.
They, oh, interesting.
And some were there with their business partners and, you know, individuals. But, yeah, it was quite interesting walking in that room for the first time.
Yes.
And being the only female.
And were they power suits?
No, they weren't.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they weren't. Yeah. And it's just, you know, from there the journey has begun.
Yeah. Oh, you're a confident woman.
Oh, look, you know, if you're passionate about something, well, I'm quite passionate about, you know, dogs and animals, but it's animals in general.
Mm.
So I'm not just talking cats and dogs in terms of my app. I'm just talking animals.
Yeah.
You know, so if you've got, you know, a pet snake, or if you've got a horse and they've gone missing, well,
yep.
This is the app for you.
Okay. Yeah. So this is the app for you if you're an animal lover and you're an animal owner. So can you explain what the app actually – well, the app's not – we should say the app isn't available yet, and we'll talk about that in a moment.
Mm.
But the app's been designed for animal owners. Can you
owners, yes.
Can you what? So we are. I understand that it's you've made it quite clear that it's about reuniting you with or setting out alerts for lost pets. So what's the functionality of it? Like, how does it work?
Well, in terms of the app itself, you know, I'm wanting to revolutionise the pet industry. And so I've developed an app that's innovative. So it's centralised social community network and information app. Okay, so for pet owners and their pets. And so my MVP, which is my minimal viable product, you know, what is the niche out there for us as pet owners that isn't out there? And so for me, it's the missing pet alert button on the app. And I know we've got trackers, you know, so that's an individual thing. So, you know, if your dog goes missing and they've got a tracker on, you can track them and then find them. But with me, with my experience with Nicholas, you know, I didn't have that. And so if I would have put an alert out on Facebook, not everybody would have got it. And this was like, you know, early hours of the morning. And so with the alert button, it goes directly to my connectors. So there'll be no algorithm interference.
Yeah.
It'll go directly to the connectors and they will be alerted. So if I, like we're in Eli waters at the moment, so if I lost my boy in Yarangan, say for example, then I can, anybody that's connected to iPet chat over in Yarangan, I can alert them and say Nicholas is missing. And so, therefore, I've got more of the pet community looking for Nicholas as opposed to just me individually.
Once that gets momentum and your audience grows, it could become so much, couldn't it?
Yes.
As you're talking about it as a community.
Yes.
Of like-minded people who are looking out for their pets. And I know those shares for missing animals on Facebook are very popular, but you're right. These, you don't always see posts in your newsfeed. It's the algorithms that you talk about, yes, which I must admit I don't really understand, but or even want to understand, but I know it's hit and miss on who sees what.
It's like, you know, the more likes you have, you know, the algorithm will bring that post up to the top of the page.
Right.
Yeah, but if you've just posted, well, you're not going to have many likes, and so therefore it's not going to be at the top of, you know, your feed. And so I needed to find a way where we can get around that as pet owners. I needed to find a way where we can find our pets without delay.
Yeah.
And it's immediate. And so this is the solution that I've come up with, a solution to finding your pet faster. And so, that's what iPet Chat's all about.
So with iPet Chat, this, you've started this journey in 2015.
Yes.
You've got it now to an image that I can share with my blog.
Yes.
To an app ready to go live.
Yes.
So what's the next hurdle for you to jump through to make your dream the exciting reality that you're wanting it to be?
Well, I'm up to the prototype stage. And so this is where I'm looking for an investor. You know, so I'm looking for some seed funding to assist me in completing the app. I've put a lot of finances into the app already, a lot of hours into the app, you know, what I'm talking about, and I've already said it back in 2015, this has been the journey thus far. And so that's what I'm looking for. But I want to just say just that, you know, there are 10 million pets that go missing every year. Australia has 63% of the households in Australia own a pet.
Hang on, are you saying 10 million pets in Australia?
Yes.
Really? How did you find that statistic?
Oh, research. I like to, you know, research and just find out, you know, what's actually happening out there in the pet world. I mean, when I first started back in 2015, the pet industry was worth $8 billion. I was shocked to even know that that figure existed. Now it's a $12 billion industry, you know, and I'm talking like pet foods and, you know, everything else pet related. And so the industry is growing, you know, and as you could appreciate, like when you, you know, watch TV and see on the news, they have happy moments with pets and, you know, pets are going missing and, you know, pets are being abused. And so I've got a lot of vision in terms of where iPet Chat is going in the future.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I've got a little pink book that I carry around with me. You know, and it's got all my notes, you know, how I'm going to be paying it forward, you know, what I'm going to be lobbying for in the future in terms of pets. And, you know, and so, you know, I know those ideas will come to fruition, but it's about, you know, taking steps along the way to make sure that A, iPet Chat gets up and running.
Yep.
And then B, it's about, you know, paying it forward because it's not about the money. It's about making sure that our pets are safe.
Yeah.
Making sure that, you know, there is an avenue for them. And I know, you know, with all, say, for example, you know, my first paying it forward will be supporting pet rescue businesses.
Yeah.
You know, because I know, especially around this time of the year, a lot of the pets are left alone. You know? And I read a story the other day where people are just opening up their gates when they go on holidays and hoping that they'll be picked up by the pound, and then when they come back, they'll want to come and pick them up.
Oh, that's, really?
That's not good enough.
Wow, I haven't heard that before.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
And I read, you know, all the articles, and I go on and, you know, I read the news, you know, what's happening out there in the world, and, you know, and that is terrible because pets are family.
Mm.
They're not just a dog. They're not just a cat. They're not just snakes. They're not just birds. Their family.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, when you're talking about animals, you know, and they've just passed a legislation in regards to, you know, animals being sentinel beings, you know, they do have feelings. And I know with Nicholas, if I'm feeling upset, he feels that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if I'm, you know, happy and jovial, you know, he feels it as well.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, if I walk out the door and you could see it on his face, you know, he's just,
Why aren't you taking me with you?
That's exactly right. And then when you come home, it's all this excitement and expression. And
well, I don't know about you, but I find it doesn't matter if I go out the door for 2 minutes.
That's exactly right.
Or 2 hours. The reaction's the same when I come back in.
It is. Yeah. And you know that he loves you.
Yeah.
You know, and he knows that I love him. And, you know, and while I'm having, you know, toast for dinner, you know, Nicholas is having, you know, rump steak and veggies and rice. And it's just the way it is because, you know, I want to make sure that he's taken care of. I've taken on that responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, as a child, you don't realise what it takes or what it means to be a pet owner.
Yeah.
But when you are older and you take on that responsibility, you know, he, like Nicholas, is my world.
Yeah.
And I've got to make sure that I'm taking care of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't choose him. He chose me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've got to make sure that, you know, he's just as healthy and well taken care of as myself.
Yeah. It's really a beautiful story, Tanya. I really hope that we put some good energy out there and someone knows someone who might be interested to, or will be interested to talk to you about helping you get it across the line. Mm. I'll share as much as you can give me on the blog. Mm. And I'd love to keep in touch with you. Well, I know because you're in love with Ruby. I know you're not going to come for a coffee for me. Yeah, let's
Ruby,
be honest.
Ruby's stolen my heart. She's absolutely beautiful.
We'll have to get together with Nicholas and Ruby. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we finish off?
Just that, you know, there are a lot of pet owners out there that are, you know, struggling as well, you know, because vet fees are so expensive and, you know, just, you know, owning a pet can be so expensive. You know, and this is the time for giving. So if you know of anybody that, you know, needs a helping hand with their pet, you know, please do so because it's, you know, not just about the children and it's not just about the family. It's about those pet owners out there, especially elderly pet owners that you know, sometimes they struggle.
Yeah, this is one of a good point.
This is one of the, you know, paying forward moments for me, you know. So, you know, I've got scalability in terms of my app. So, you know, you've always, when you're going into business, it's about the scalability. But for me, it's also about the paying it forward.
Yeah.
And so, like I mentioned, you know, the pet rescue places, you know, the others, you know, one of my great ideas is, you know, setting up like a trust so, you know, individuals can have access to some money if their vet gets sick.
Yeah.
You know, and to make sure that, you know, they've got a means or a way, you know, to assist them because a lot of pet owners, you know, they give up because they can't afford it. You know, so it's a matter of, well, how do we?
Yeah.
You know, how can we?
Yeah. Oh, you've got a big heart.
I have.
You've got a big heart. So that's not part of the app. That's just a flow on from this app becoming successful.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Mm. Tanya, thank you so much for taking the time.
No worries.
I'm going to sign off. I'm going to play our little extra music as we go and you feel free to dance for me and you can sing.
Oh, you don't want to see me dance.
you
definitely don't want to see me dance.
You can't chair dance for me. Thanks very much, Tanya.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ba-da-ba-da, 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 da 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 da